You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Monday, starting your week off. We're headed to the phones now, continuing discussion of the NFL and its offseason. Our guy Eric Edholm, NFL.com, is good enough to join us here. Eric, first and foremost, man, hope you're doing well. Always great to catch up. One of the reasons that I wanted to have you on, one, I like talking to you, but two, you put out a list last week ranking the top 10 rosters, and Washington not a part of that list. So I'm curious, before we get into your top 10 rosters, when you're looking at the overall top-to-bottom roster for the Commanders, what are you seeing when you're putting these rankings together?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Throwing me right on the grill this morning. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, it's funny. Like, before I sort of went into the nuts and bolts of it, I kind of assumed they'd end up somewhere in the back end of the top 10. And, you know, for those who haven't seen it, basically what I did is I tried my best to rate every position apples to apples across the league, you know, who has the best position groups, and took longer than I thought. And, you know, then just try to weigh it. You know, I had a personnel guy a few years back kind of say that they weighed offense, you know, if it was on a scale of 10, offense represented 5 parts, defense 4, special teams 1. That was just one equation I got. So as I sort of punched the numbers in, I realized that Commanders rated pretty low as far as defensive line, secondary, overall defense. I mean, I like their linebackers, and, you know, I think there's some impact players at the other spots. But, you know, just, again, when you stack it up against the league, I mean, Jaden Daniels is great. There's no doubt they have supported him with a better offensive line. They've added weapons, but they came out, I think, 11th or tied for 11th, really close. They and the Rams were the ones who just outside the list. And so I almost tried to redo it. I was like, is this the right way to do it? But that certainly doesn't mean that, A, my methodology is perfect, or that I'm correct on my assessments of who's better than who. But it was interesting. I kind of figured they'd end up somewhere in the 7 to 10 range, and they were just outside that.
So I'm glad you mentioned where they fell in the 11th or 11th and 12th, because I was going to ask, like, was this one of those things where you do have like a full list of 32 and only the top 10 were published, but so you did have them right on the outside looking in of the top 10?
Yeah, and part of it was like, you know, I think Bill Parcells said it best, like, don't tell me about the birth, just show me the baby, right? I didn't want to get too lost in all the, you know, my editors asked for 10 teams who have the 10 best rosters. I wanted to explain a little bit how I did it in the intro, and I did just that. But, you know, people rightfully are saying, how are the 49ers in there? You know, like, how are you, after they lost a lot, after coming off a 6-11 season, how did they end up there? And look, it's possible I overrated them. You know, maybe my view of them is, last year was an aberration. They're actually better than you think, and they're getting all these guys back from injury, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'm putting them too far ahead. Maybe I've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ahead of, you know, a team that Washington beat in Tampa in the playoffs. Let's not forget that. But, it's just going to be fascinating to see. I was so impressed with what Adam Peters did in year one, mm-hmm. and I think they made some really smart targeted additions this year. you know, at the cost of some draft picks this year and next. That's going to be interesting to see what the long-term effects are. You know, it's a multi-tiered thing. You got to think about free agency and contracts and winning during Jaden's rookie contract and all that. But I really can't complain about too much they've done the last, you know, 18, 20 months. It's been fun to see this team build up the way it has. And I think they'll absolutely be in contention if that defense is competitive at all. You know, I mean, that's how good they are, I think, with a quarterback and other, and head coach for that matter. I think the staff is great too.
So you mentioned the defensive line, and if you're going to criticize the defensive line, I will be on the front lines with you. I've spent the last 30 minutes doing so because I think they need to be better. But when you're stacking their defensive line up against other teams in the NFL, what were some of the things that were like really jumping out to you about how Washington's falls short?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously if you think Johnny Newman could step up and fill a role in Javon Kinlaw and Payne and all those guys, I don't know what to make of, you know, like a guy like Eddie Goldman or anything like that. But I would say that the weakest spots are probably outside. I think that's really the lack of sort of true pass rush threats there, especially in a division where there are lots of them. Again, that doesn't necessarily always mean that much. But still, I mean, you see the formula that's worked for Philadelphia, no question about it. The Giants adding Abdul Carter to an already strong defensive line. You know, Dallas has Micah Parsons, maybe the singular best guy at what he does. And so, you know, it's a tough contrast there, even if, again, it only matters whether the Commanders can block those guys and whether their pass rushers can have success against the offensive lines. But still, again, just from a compare and contrast situation, I think the lack of edge rush talent concerns me a little bit. Again, secondary, I would also say is an area that I really like Trey Amos, but, you know, I mean, counting on any rookie cornerback to step right in and be great. Just look at the Lions with Terrion Arnold. He went through some growing pains until playing better later in the year. You know, you can find other examples of rookie corners. Obviously, Emmanuel Forbes would be a good one to start with a couple years ago. You know, it doesn't always work out that way, even if I think he's a really good prospect for the long term.
So when you look across the teams in the top of the league, obviously Philadelphia was one on this list. What is the gap between them and everybody else in the NFL in terms of the roster construction?
Yeah, I think it's not as big as everybody thinks. I mean, they lose Milt Williams, they lose Josh Sweat. What has amazed me is their long-term vision and the ability to draft essentially 2 and 3 years ahead of time, to understand that these guys are going to be not necessarily instant impact performers always. Some of them will, but Philly's done a great job of realizing, hey, okay, in 2025, we're going to have some defensive linemen in free agency. Let's plan ahead and start drafting D linemen in 2022, 2023, et cetera. So that when those situations arise, we don't feel completely compelled to re-sign the guys unless we absolutely want to. So it gives them flexibility and options, and I think that's reflected in their talent. I don't know that there's a position on their team where you go, ooh, that's in pretty rough shape. I think that's the difference, is that their weakest positions are still, I think, in most cases, at least middle of the road. So, you know, do they have luck with injury? You know, that's obviously going to be a question. Do these young defensive linemen step up? That's obviously something that hasn't been completely proven yet. But, again, I would just say the lack of glaring weaknesses is probably what defines their strength as much as anything.
Is Jalen Carter the best defensive tackle in the NFL?
He might be. I mean, yeah, at this stage of his career, you could think about a guy like Chris Jones, who's done it for a long time. You know, Aaron Donald obviously held the mantle for many years. But there is, I think, a shift in this league. And, you know, what may have held him back a little bit was the fact that they were kind of controlling his snaps a little bit to a certain degree. Like, sometimes you'd see him play 32 snaps in a game, but, you know, when you're getting a sack and a half and a forced fumble and earning double teams and things like that, you know, your impact is justified. So as he's gotten more opportunities, you know, you've seen the player blossom. There were obviously questions about some maturity stuff coming out in college, but the Eagles said, we trust their locker room. We think he's that good, and they were right. And, you know, we'll see this season. This will be a big test. He will obviously face a ton of attention inside, but if he's not one, he's not much lower than two or three.
Eric Edholm with us here, NFL.com, covers the league in all aspects. When is Aaron Rodgers going to sign with Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's sitting back and sipping on one of his little, vintage tequila blends or whatever, and enjoying the attention. And look, I don't know what his timetable is. I don't know what his motivation is with this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But the interview with Mack a few month ago or whatever kind of suggests, or a month and a half maybe now, he basically alluded to the fact that he had some personal stuff going on. And, you know, I don't ever want to make light of that. Aaron's obviously a quirky guy and a difficult guy to read sometimes. And I think he enjoys being that. I think he likes the mystery and likes people guessing. But I also think there may actually be a tangible reason why he's held back. I don't love the idea of a quarterback just deciding, all right, I'll show up at training camp and all's good. I mean, you think about the commitment that so many quarterbacks have to make year round, building chemistry with receivers, diving into the X's and O's of the offense, figuring out plays and situations with the coordinator, just going over stuff with the other quarterbacks in the room. I mean, there's a chemistry to be built there. And that hasn't really happened outside of a 1 hour workout at UCLA with DK Metcalf. So I don't know. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers' lack of panic with this situation kind of reflects what we're all thinking. He's probably just going to end up there at some point, and that'll be that. But it hasn't happened yet. And at some point, they've got to figure out, hey, is Mason Rudolph ready? Is Will Howard going to step in at some point? Do they have another option? Is Kirk Cousins on the table? I don't know. So I still feel like it's probably going to happen, but, man, the more time that goes on, the more surprised I guess I am.
A question that I never thought I would ask another human being, but I'm going to ask you this. In 2025, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, my goodness. And I like Kirk. I mean, I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I think he's kind of gotten a bad rap over his career for certain things. I mean, he can throw the football, but I think what really hurt him last year was the Achilles injury. Now, let's point out the fact that, in a short week, he threw for 510 yards. So he still can throw the football. But I think the lack of mobility really did hurt him. Obviously, there's some connections. I know Arthur Smith wasn't there when Cousins was there, but knows people on staff who could probably give him an idea of what Cousins is capable of. I think if they preferred him, they would have gone after him. You know, they would have at least made some overtures or hinted that he could be an option. It's been very faint so far. So I'm kind of with the Steelers on this one, I think, as I read it. I would probably rather have Rodgers, but it's a strange question. I think it's fair to ask.
It's one of the only times throughout the history of both guys' careers where I think it's fair to ask, but I would agree with you in that I think would probably lean Aaron Rodgers. Just a few more here for Eric at home, who joins us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. So last year, Eric, Jaden Daniels took the league by storm. The year before that, it was C.J. Stroud taking the year by storm as rookie quarterbacks. Do you think any of the rookies this year have the capability of taking the league by storm?
Yeah, not to the level I think that those guys did. Cam Ward has the ability to be a good quarterback in this league. I always question whether he could be a great one watching him. I thought there were flashes of greatness and then flashes of sort of frustrating, sort of ineffectiveness that he would sometimes sort of force his way into. But, you know, there were times where I felt that about Jaden too, watching him in college. There were some limitations I felt like in his game, even if I loved him coming out. I really thought that all three of those top guys were going to be very good players and still feel that way. I still, you know, I'm back in Caleb May and I'm back in, Drake May and Caleb Williams, but I don't feel the same level of conviction that I do with those guys. From what I hear, you know, Shadur's doing everything he can to prove that he's going to get a shot in Cleveland. Dylan Gabriel's been off to a little bit of a slow start, but again, it's OTAs. It's hard to know. I don't know that there's that one that just really stands out. Probably I would say that the one, you know, Cam has the best chance because he's going to start early in the year, if not week one, most likely going to be the opening day starter. And they're going to try to build the offense around him. And Brian Callahan had success with Joe Burrow and Cincy and might be able to have similar results. Although, I just don't know if the ceiling's quite as high as it is for Joe or other quarterbacks.
Do you think both in New York, do you think both Jameis and Russell Wilson are going to be on that Giants roster week one?
Yeah, both of them? That's a fair question. I don't know. I don't know how to handle that. You know, neither one of them is being paid a king's ransom, so I think there's at least a possibility to justify keeping both, especially if you feel like, okay, you know, Russ is the starter until the wheels fall off, or Jackson Dart proves he's ready, and then Jameis is our number two. Like he's our all time backup, right? Like you always said, the all time quarterback in the side yard. Maybe he's ends up in that role, and it's a little bit of a weird structure. And I'd love to be a fly on that QB room wall, but some interesting personalities in that room, but. Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's at least a chance that they decide, okay, Jameis is extra weight. We don't need him. We think Jackson's come a long ways. Or we feel like Russell's still got, you know, a good season left in him. So, yeah, that's a fair question to raise. They had a good draft. They had everything but Dart is the one that, you know, if he hits, that takes a very good class to an exceptional one.
All right, Eric, I'll get you out of here on this. Obviously, nothing set in stone here, so we're not going to hold your feet to the fire too much with this one. But as we approach training camp, is there one team that you're looking at as kind of being this dark horse, whether it be in the NFC or AFC?
Yeah, that's a fair question. That's a good one, too. I would say don't forget about the Arizona Cardinals. They're kind of a team that sometimes they were 6-4 and had kind of in the driver's seat for that division. Sort of felt like they're on the come. I could see them being a team that surprised some people. I think, again, the Buccaneers are a team that maybe isn't being considered a Super Bowl contender that maybe should start get some of that praise. There's nobody right off the top of my head that's just like screaming comeback season or something like. Again, I think the 49ers are going to bounce back from 6-11. Maybe I'm wrong, but if you look at their schedule, it's very manageable. And if you look at the players they're getting back from injury, yes, it doesn't make up for all their losses, but I do think they're going to be a team that bounces back this season. Also, keep an eye on the Jaguars. I still am not convinced that the Travis Hunter move is the right move long term, but doesn't mean it's not going to add talent right away, and they have a pretty manageable schedule themselves.
Yeah, they got some sneaky talent on that offense as well. Yeah. Eric, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
All right, have a good morning. See you.
That is Eric at home. I guess, yeah, he's in Chicago, so it's still the morning. Look at me. being dumb.
It's 11:18. It's still morning here.
It's morning here, too. So it's morning literally everywhere in the country, and I'm saying afternoon. You know what? That is how it is.
Well, you're up at 4 in the morning every day. This is afternoon for you.
This basically is my afternoon. Max Chadwick is going to join us in about 20 minutes. He's been a part of some of the Pro Football Focus listings that have left guys like Daron Payne off and on the cutting room floor at certain positions. So I'm really excited to get into that conversation. I do just want to mention something that Eric had alluded to. He mentioned the Cardinals in the NFC West. I think there's been so much attention paid to the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams rightfully so because of how good they were at the end of last year. And then assuming that Matthew Stafford is going to continue to be a top-tier, top-level quarterback. I don't know that I am as bullish on the Rams, admittedly, Max, as everybody else's, because I don't know that I trust Matt Stafford at, I think he's like 37 now.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
He's getting up there in age, and it's not normal for guys to be as effective at quarterbacks. So he just turned 37. I don't know that I'm going to trust a guy that just turned 37 to perform the way that he did last year. Now, they did help him with adding Devontae Adams, so I still think there's some gas left in that tank. And Puka Nacua has been a really good wide receiver. But I'm a little less in on the Rams as everybody else. With that said, I'm not saying I'm in on the Cardinals. I'm not saying that at all. I have about 8 years of Kyler Murray showing me that
thank you.
He's really good for about 8 weeks.
Thank you.
And then not very good for the second half.
Video games come out mid-season. It happens.
Well, it's not even video games. It's the fact that he's like 5'6".
Eventually,
you're going to have to see over your line of scrimmage. And if you can't do that, things are going to be very difficult to play quarterback. So that has always been the Achilles heel. It was never Cliff. Cliff was blamed for it. It was never Cliff. It was the fact that you just cannot make Kyler Murray grow without using a lot of roids and HGHs and things that are very illegal as far as the NFL is concerned. All right, Max Chadwick coming up in 15 minutes. Coming up next, a little bit of Denton's Daily News, including a quarterback getting married in the NFL. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.